Hello and welcome to this month's edition of the Tumby Bay District Council podcast. It's April, a month brimming with significant dates and exciting community initiatives. So, without further ado, let's delve into what's been happening around Tumby Bay and what you can anticipate in the coming weeks. First off, we have a heartfelt message from our Mayor, Jeff Churchett. April is a time for reflection as we honour our war veterans and their immense sacrifices, which have paved the way for the peaceful life we enjoy today. We invite you to join us at the Dawn Service on April 25th at 6:45 a.m. to pay your respects. It's a profound moment to show our gratitude to the servicemen and servicewomen of our district. Turning to local development, the Tumby Bay Jetty is making headway. Maritime Constructions has successfully completed the initial load-bearing tests with promising results. The next phase of work is set to commence shortly, edging us closer to reopening the jetty for pedestrian enjoyment. A big thank you to the Tumby Bay Progress Association for their significant contribution to the repairs. It's this kind of community spirit that truly defines Tumby Bay. Our Mayor is also advocating for federal support for our jetty and similar structures nationwide. He will be addressing this at the Australian Local Government Association meeting in July. Moreover, feedback from our recent survey showed a majority opposition to a proposed jetty levy. The Council is committed to finding financially sustainable solutions for our jetty's upkeep. Now, from our Mayor to our Chief Executive Officer, Rebecca Hayes. Rebecca is calling on all community members to join the Tumby Bay RSL for the Anzac Day Dawn Service, a time for solemn reflection. The Council is thrilled to announce that our application has received the Department of Premier and Cabinet's endorsement under the Regional Precincts and Partnership Program. This endorsement boosts our chances of securing grants that will greatly benefit our community. We're also initiating consultations on the long-term financial plan and the infrastructure and asset management plan. These strategic plans are the foundation for our budget and annual business plan, and your participation is crucial. To contribute your thoughts, please reach out to our council office or visit our website for more information. Next, Deputy CEO Dion Watson has updates on the public consultation for the 2024 to 2039 draft asset management plans and long-term financial plan. These plans are comprehensive, covering maintenance and capital renewal. A public meeting is scheduled for early May, offering a prime opportunity for residents to engage with and shape our proposals for the next 15 years. Shifting to community initiatives, May 10th is National Walk Safely to School Day. This campaign underscores the importance of daily physical activity for children's development. The Council is launching a colouring competition in partnership with local schools to promote road safety awareness. We encourage parents and carers to discuss these essential rules with their children. On a strategic front, the Council has engaged Wavelength Consulting to formulate a coastal adaptation strategy to tackle coastal erosion and inundation risks. This long-term strategy is open for public comment until May 10th, 2024, and we urge you to review and provide your input. Lastly, let's touch on mental wellness. Sports SA and the Breakthrough Mental Health Research Foundation have introduced the Mental Fitness Charter, an initiative aimed at boosting mental fitness in sporting clubs and encouraging open discussions about mental health in the sports and recreation sector. We have a significant announcement from our community bus service. Since 2011, the District Council of Tumby Bay's community bus has been an indispensable asset, aiding our ratepayers with their transportation needs. However, our trusty bus is nearing retirement. According to the Passenger Transport Act 1994, any bus used for a service involving a fee, hire, or reward must be under 25 years old. And our current bus is reaching the end of its accredited lifespan in April 2024. The good news is that the Council has proactively ordered a new replacement bus to ensure continuity of service. However, vehicle supply delays mean the arrival of our new bus may be pushed into next year. For our community, particularly those who have relied on the bus for fee-based services, there will be a temporary suspension of this service until the new bus is operational. In the interim, the Council is exploring alternative transport options such as charter services. Rest assured, the Council will continue to provide the current bus to core users like the Senior Citizens Club, Yuringa Hostel and Red Cross on a non-hire basis until the new bus is ready. Regarding Anzac Day, please be aware of road closures to facilitate the memorial service. On Thursday, the 25th of April 2024, from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m, Tumby Terrace and Mortlock Street will be closed. Pedestrians attending the service will be exempt from standard road rules during this time to ensure everyone's safety as we honour our servicemen and women. In closing, whether it's adapting to the community bus service changes or navigating your way to the Anzac Day Memorial Service, we value your understanding and cooperation. It's through these collective efforts that Tumby Bay remains a compassionate and respectful community. That's all for this month. We thank you for tuning in and hope you've found this information useful. We look forward to sharing more updates in our next podcast. Until then, take care and see you around in Tumby Bay.